Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting second. The right fielder, Tom Pachyuk. Batting third. The center fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ron Kittle. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mark Hill. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Chris Nyman. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Vance Law. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jerry Dibzinski. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Floyd Bannister. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The third baseman, Bill Almone. Batting third. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting fourth. The DH, Jeff Burrows. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Davey Lopez. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Kearney. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Mike Davis. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tony Phillips. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Bill Krueger. And now, play ball. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Pachyuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyuk strikes out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Almone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Hill and he is safe. Henderson steals second. Bill Almone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almone takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Henderson moves to third. Almone moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Henderson scores. Almone moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Davey Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Almone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nyman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gross for the out. One out. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney hits a fly ball into right field. Patchy Orrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nyman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chris Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Almone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Davis. Law reaches second base with a double. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gross scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dibzinski for the out. Law moves to third. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 1 in the game. Bernazard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Law scores. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 0 for 1 in the game. Paciorek hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Davis. Paciorek reaches second base with a double. Bernazard moves to third. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Henderson strikes out. Two outs. Bill Almone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almone is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Almone hits a line drive towards third. Law reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0 for 1 in the game. Luzinski strikes out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kittle hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. Murphy hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 0 for 1 in the game. Burrows hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Davy Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 1 in the game. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 1 in the game. Gross hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chris Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 0 for 1 in the game. Nyman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Law hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 0 for 1 in the game. Dibzinski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney is 0 for 1 in the game. Kearney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Phillips. The throw from Hill and he is safe. Phillips steals second. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Almon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bernazard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Pachyorek hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines strikes out. Two outs. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0 for 2 in the game. Luzinski takes first base on ball 4. Bernazard moves to second. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kittle hits a pop-up towards short. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 2 in the game. Murphy hits a pop-up towards short. Dibzinski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 0 for 2 in the game. Burrows hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Davy Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lopez hits a fly ball into center field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. the White Sox will come to bat. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-2 in the game. Hill hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 0-for-2 in the game. Nyman takes first base on ball 4. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Law hits a ball on the ground towards third. Almon fields it and throws to first for the out. Nyman moves to second. Two outs. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 0-for-2 in the game. Dibzinski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-2 in the game. Gross hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Patchy Orrick. Gross reaches second base with a double. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney is 0-for-2 in the game. Kearney hits a pop-up towards third. Law settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a fly ball into right field. Patchy Orrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bernazard takes first base on ball 4. Tom Patchy Orrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patchy Orrick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Patchy Orrick hits a line drive towards third. Almon catches it and throws to first to double up Bernazard. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-3 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gross fields the ball and throws to Kruger covering. Safe. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Luzinski hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Henderson strikes out. One out. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-3 in the game. Murphy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-3 in the game. Kittle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lopez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-3 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Nyman hits a pop-up towards third. Almon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Squires now playing first base. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 0-for-3 in the game. Burrows hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Davey Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Bannister, and towards Dibzinski, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gross hits a pop-up towards third. Law settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Law hits a line drive into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 0-for-3 in the game. Dibzinski hits a line drive towards third. Almon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bernazard hits a line drive towards third. Almon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney is 0-for-3 in the game. Kearney hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Baker now pitching. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Pachyorek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Luzinski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baines moves to third. Carlton Fisk pinch runs for Greg Luzinski. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-4 in the game. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Baker fields it and throws to home to get Baines. Fisk moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-4 in the game. Hill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lopez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics won. The Athletics will come to bat. Juan Agosto now pitching. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Patchy Orrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Almon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kittle. Almon reaches second base with a double. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Almon. The throw from Hill and he is safe. Almon steals third. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Almon. The slide. Hill applies the tag. Almon is out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-4 in the game. Murphy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Athletics won. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards third. Almon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Walker pinch hits for Vance Law. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive towards third. Almon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 0-for-4 in the game. Dibzinski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Athletics won. The Athletics will come to bat. Scott Fletcher now playing third base. Dick Tidrow now pitching. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 0-for-4 in the game. Burrows hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Davey Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fletcher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Gross takes first base on ball four. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney is 0-for-4 in the game. Kearney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Athletics won. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Paciorek hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Davis. Paciorek reaches second base with a double. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Carlton Fisk. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston takes first base on ball four. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-5 in the game. Kittle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Athletics won. the Athletics will come to bat. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 4 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Phillips strikes out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fletcher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 5 in the game. Hill hits a line drive into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 1 in the game. Squires takes first base on ball 4. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Bergmeier. Squires moves to second. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a pop-up towards first. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 0 for 5 in the game. Dibzinski hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Almon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kittle. Almon reaches second base with a double. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 5 in the game. Murphy is walked intentionally. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 0 for 5 in the game. Burrows strikes out. One out. Davy Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fletcher makes the out and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Fletcher. Murphy moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 15, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bernazard hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Davis. Bernazard reaches second base with a double. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 2 for 6 in the game, with two doubles. Paciorek is walked intentionally. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2 for 6 in the game, with two singles. Baines hits a pop-up towards the mound. Bergmeier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hairston hits a pop-up towards short. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 6 in the game. Kittle hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kearney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 15, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gross hits a fly ball into right field. Patchy Oryk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney is 0 for 5 in the game. Kearney hits a pop-up towards short. Dibzinski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 5 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Dibzinski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 16, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Hancock now playing left field. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 6 in the game. Hill hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Squires hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Almon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fletcher hits a fly ball into left field. Hancock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 16, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Gary Hancock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hancock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 2 for 5 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. Almon hits a pop-up towards short. Dibzinski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 5 in the game. With a walk. Murphy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hancock moves to third. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Murphy. The throw from Hill and he is safe. Murphy steals second. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 0 for 6 in the game. Burrows hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski misplays the ball. That's an error on Dibzinski. Hancock scores. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.